Hi, Abundant Soul. I am so excited to have you here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm your host, Betty Akulubova-Burns, and this podcast is here for you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So let's take a second to be really grateful to investing this time together, because each week I will be bringing you an interview and solo podcast episode where I will be showing you, teaching you, and guiding you how to create true abundance in your life. Not just the money, that's the cherry on the top, but truly abundance, the overflow in your life in all of the aspects, your health, your wealth, your relationship with self, with others, your business. I am here to expand you, your mindset, your capabilities to be attracted to money. And I can't wait to see what each episode is going to do for you to expand you into even more abundance. Hello, hello, Abundant Soul. Welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. Today, I am very, very, very excited because I get to celebrate the successes and also the growth of my beautiful client, Caitlin. And let me tell you, when we started to work together, even before that, we connected on Instagram. You just gotta love Instagram. You just know where your people are. And she has a beautiful show that we get to talk on. We connected on Instagram, and I get to really see her firsthand how open-minded she is, how growth-oriented she is. And what I love the most about Caitlin is that she is really looking at her business very holistically. She is growing holistically. So when we worked together, it wasn't just like, Petya, give me a quickie and strategy, like I want to make more money. It was, how can I have a better health? How can I have a better relationship? How can I be a better leader? How can I be a better communicator? How can I grow my business holistically? And now celebrating Caitlin, who went from a couple $1,000s a month and working her booty off and working so hard into stepping into the CEO mode. Congratulations on getting engaged, because like I said, it's holistic richness of our life. Bettering her relationship, her communication, growing her team, and now creating five-figure months with more ease than ever before. This is huge, Caitlin. This is so amazing. So thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's so wild to hear you even explain from the beginning of our relationship and how we both have evolved. I think you have helped me evolve so much, and I know how much watching you build your company and build who you are, even just from afar, prior to recording on my show, it was always very inspiring. And once I had the opportunity to work with you one-on-one, it was like, no brainer. This is exactly what I need. I needed you to show me that this was possible. I don't have a lot of role models in my life that are doing what we're doing. It is very unique. And just after speaking with you, I knew it was like, soul connection. It was just so right. So thank you so much for taking me on and helping me build my life. Truly, it's not even just about my company. Like you said, I have really evolved even in my personal life out of these relationships, which was a byproduct of growing as a business owner. At least that's what I thought I was doing. But All of these other amazing things occurred.
That's amazing. I loved it. And like I said, you're truly embodiment to what is possible. And isn't it amazing that you hired me because you're like, hey, she is doing it the way I wanted to do it. You're like, I don't want to work hard. I don't want to be hustling. This is overwhelming. This is too much. And she seems to do it the way I want to do it. Well, now, Caitlin, you're the embodiment for other women, for other business owners. And I know that also during our work together, you made one of your dreams come true, not only getting engaged to your love, but also being a speaker and speaking on events and speaking on stages and empowering other entrepreneurs. And I know you have. So please tell a little bit more about your company, because I work with such a variety of clients. Some of them are therapists and lawyers and doctors and coaches, visionaries, healers. You are a marketing agency owner. So tell us a little bit more about your journey to entrepreneurship shortly, because I know we can be sitting here for 5 hours. I know how it is growing into entrepreneurship. But also, what would you want women who are listening right now, who are still striving to create more overflow in their business, to have more richness in their life, what would you want them to know?
Oh my gosh, I love this question. And I think sharing some of my story may also explain why I would give this piece of advice to any woman or anyone really starting a company. I believe that you can have a holistic business work for you, not against you, which you have so lovely in the most beneficial way taught me over the past few months of us working together. So I started my company about 6 years ago now. I was always working with online entrepreneurs, even while I was in college. I ended up launching a campaign for a local nonprofit. And this is where I like to say I got my toes wet into social media. It was a very quick jump overnight, honestly, where I launched this campaign. We went completely viral. We went from 20,000 followers to 500,000 followers in 30 days. And the business owners that I was working for, that was very overwhelming. How do we harness this growth? And it was the first time that I experienced the power of Instagram. And then very quickly, I started to think about how many other business owners could benefit from this if they were prepared for growth, if they were ready for this type of viral exposure. And that was really where Meraki was born. It just was a thought. And I would like to say for the listeners, if you are feeling this calling, but you are afraid, just know that there's people like Petya that can help you navigate this fear. And it is real, and not to ignore those emotions, but know how to handle or evolve and grow with your emotions to maybe even use them as signals, which is what you taught me a lot about as well. So I would say that that's my piece of advice and really how we approached marketing at the beginning, because I came from such this viral masculine energy type of background. It was out of alignment when I developed Meraki. Even team members that I worked with at the beginning have seen how much I've changed over the past few years. Even I would like to say we change every day. That's what's so beautiful about being a CEO. So with Meraki now, we run full management services. So our clients do not have to be on social media if they don't want to. We believe that if they're feeling inundated by noise, maybe they're feeling called elsewhere in different parts of their business, and let us handle the heavy lifting. We'll also mentor our clients if they love social media, because there's parts of me that still love this platform. Like you said, this is such an amazing platform. And there's many other social platforms as well that allow for expansion, collaboration, and growth. So we'll also help them just manage that time, manage the expectations of the platform, maybe even some of that comparison that just naturally comes with social media.
I love it so much. And honestly, listening to you, Caitlin, and I know we know each other for so long. I don't even know how long we are working together for. Almost,
I know, maybe almost a year, I feel like.
Yeah, right. But it feels like a lifetime. Like how many changes shifted and changed for both of us, you know? You birthing business and engagement, me birthing a baby.
I love it.
Beautiful. And listening to you and listening to your story, it just brings me back, because I used to have a social media marketing agency. I started it because I knew that there are business owners who have their gifts and they're getting overwhelmed and burned out with social media, because they're like, I don't want to deal with marketing. I don't want to deal with DMs. I just want to like show up. And I always told my husband, I want to show up and serve. I don't want to do so much work. And so it's so beautiful that we really attract energetically people who are aligned with us. And I'm so thankful that we get to work together and that I get to witness you, your growth, your expansion. And I love to say, this is just the beginning, because as you grow, you grow in your business too. So it's not just about the strategies and how do we make more money, but how can you grow and who do you become in a process? So I love that. Who am I being? It's attracting clients who are my soulmate clients like you, who I absolutely adore to work with. And I know you experience also a wide variety of clients, and some of them are like soulmate clients and some of them are beautiful lesson, what we want and what we don't want. We all experience that. So for women who are listening, because you know I love working with ladies, for women who are listening, who are like, well, I am not sure if I can invest in myself or what are my next steps, what would you tell them? What would you tell them about the expansion and what is possible in life and business when you truly bet on yourself?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. This is so great. It's, and for me, I'll speak from my experience and then I'll share maybe some of the advice I would give. For me, it got to a point where I couldn't live life in the same patterns, in the same mundane experiences. Like, I was so overwhelmed, as you mentioned, as being a CEO. I'm running this team. I'm managing a lot of personalities because I'm not really in the thick of the social media, which you helped me do, in the thick of the social media every day, thank goodness. And that's been an evolution in itself. But so if you're feeling this separation of, if I don't bet on me, what will happen if you don't? That would be the question that I would ask myself. That's exactly what I asked it. How could I continue to go on knowing that there's another better way of living and seeing other people live in this way? So if it comes down to money, is there really an investment number on creating the life that you truthfully desire? It's about legacy. It's about changing the way people think about online business, coaching, social media, whatever it may be. You are feeling this calling. This could be the message. You could unlock this thing when you're in this coaching forum with Petya. And like I have these aha moments where it's really golden knowledge. And sometimes just sharing one word can change someone's life. And that's where it just... the money was a byproduct. The money did not matter. I would figure it out, right? Because if I could have this ripple effect, if I could change my life, if I could reach the areas of my social and interpersonal relationships that I never thought were possible for someone like me that comes from a traumatic background, the money isn't really going to hold you back when it comes to making these changes in your life. And what would it be worth if you could make endless amount of money? Like having these real conversations with yourself internally and just being honest, no judgment, no constraints on yourself. And that's what I loved about our conversations as well. It really made me think differently about life. And there are other people out here doing this. That's why you're listening to the show, right?
This is so amazing. So Caitlin, before we wrap this up, I'm curious, what would you say were like the three biggest things? And I know I'm putting you on spot because we are like on spotlight because I'm like just flowing with what comes through. What would you say were the three biggest things, the three biggest changes, the three biggest shifts that you have experienced because we worked together?
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll start with probably one of the most, what I thought would be the most important, but ended up just being an easy byproduct, was finance. Right now, I may be right, like there's ups and downs, there's seasons of business. But when I think about the long run and I think about the investments that I've made, it has been tenfold worth it. I would do it again and then some. I would also say my interpersonal relationships, the communication aspect of working with you and being able to slow down and really connect with myself. Am I saying what I actually mean? Am I saying what I actually want to be saying? Or am I just speaking from a past version of me that's just kind of burning off and it's not even really there anymore? Am I being present? And then I would say lastly, creating and developing interpersonal relationships with your team members is really mind-blowing. Seeing them grow in conjunction with the growth of the business, it means so much to me. And of course, having the ripple effect with the clients, but that building of teams and feeling less lonely in this entrepreneurial world for sure.
Oh, you're absolutely amazing, Caitlin. What an honor to be working with you and to be on this journey with you. So for those who are listening and they're like, oh my gosh, like so many of the things really like move me and resonating and just like opening my heart. I feel really connected to Caitlin. I want to connect even deeper. What would be the best way to connect with you, whether it's on a, you know, personal business level, maybe someone entrepreneur who is feeling alone on this journey, maybe it's someone who really needs hands-on help with their business so they can focus and stay in their zone of genius and money-making activities, how they can connect with you the best?
Oh, yes. Definitely Instagram. That's where I'm at. It's at Meraki, M-E-R-A-K-I, _media_management. Send me a DM. I'm in there almost daily, at least on the business days. We like to keep weekends sacred. But yes, please reach out to me. Let's connect. And even if you just want to chit chat, that's happy too.
You're amazing, Caitlin. And I want to celebrate you for the free weekends, because I know when we started to work together, you were always on and always working. And I'm so proud of you for really creating the space for you and creating more ease. So thank you for being here. Thank you for everything you're doing and how many businesses and lives you're really shifting by who you're being.
Thank you so much, Fatia. This is amazing. Thanks.
My love, thank you so much for investing your time with me here on Unapologetically Abundant Podcast. I'm so happy we could share this time together to create space for new abundant life that it's on its way and it's already here with you. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love this, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please remember to leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. And leave us your honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really helpful for us on our journey so we can help thousands and thousands of people more. Until then, keep sharing your light and keep spreading those abundance vibes.